Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
The wonderful Sarah Scotchesy. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon.
And you are currently working, and I've seen the stuff on Facebook, you are working really hard on the new Strollers Panto for this year, which is?
Dick Whittington.
Dick Whittington. Yeah. That's the guy with the cat.
It is the guy with the cat. Otherwise known as Guy with the Cat.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's at the Medina Theatre very soon.
It is. Either end of half term week, so it's on the 19th, the 20th and the 26th of February. We do five shows.
So how loosely based is this on the Dick Whittington story?
No, it's very traditional.
Very traditional.
Yeah,
oh,
we've
good.
Not mucked about with it. It is a traditional panto. Yeah. It's the one that everyone
knows.
Yeah,
you've got a sparkle in your eye when you're saying that.
you can't do Dick Whittington without a sparkle in your eye.
Yeah,
I'll say no more than that.
But, I mean, it's a while since you've done a full panto because of obvious reasons.
Yeah, it's 2 years. So we were lucky. We squeaked in with our 40th anniversary show. And then everything went into
someone
lockdown.
Someone pressed pause on the world.
Yeah. And it's been tricky, but we're so excited to be back.
Yeah, I bet you are getting
so
on the stage
excited,
again.
Yeah.
Rehearsals. I've seen it. The rehearsals look very energetic.
Not for me, they're not. I just point the finger and go, do this, do that.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
But
that's your job.
No, we've got some fantastic dance routines and lots of comedy, everything you would expect from a White Strollers Panto, really.
Of course, yes. And if you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never been to White Strollers Panto, do go.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously, if you want a full-on West End production-style panto for the cost of what it costs to get into the Medina Theatre, then this is the place to go.
Yeah, we always say we're professional quality at amateur prices, and I truly believe that.
Well, all I can say is that in previous years, and this is not for the Dick Whittington one, previous years you've done some down at Cheryl British Hall, and you've sold out the pre-dress rehearsal.
I know. We actually sold tickets for people to peer in through a window, I think, at one point. It was getting ridiculous.
So this is how popular the Strollers are. If you've never seen them, I really do advise you to go. Get some tickets. How much are they?
So the tickets are, let me get this right, £14 for an adult and £9 for a child. Now, that includes the £1 booking fee, because Medina have slapped on a £1 booking fee. But that includes it, so you won't have to pay
and
that
again. And
you
can get them through the Medina box office, as usual?
You can, yep. So you can get them from www.medinatheatre.co.uk, or you can phone the box office on 823 884.
Okay, that's fine. And when is it on? As you say, either side of
So the 19th, the 20th and the 26th of February.
Okay, that's Saturday, Sunday and another
Saturday. And then another Saturday. And we do two shows on each of the Saturdays.
You must be, so. I nearly said something I'm not supposed to say. You must be very tired at the end of a Saturday one.
I think adrenaline just keeps going. What I don't like is having that break of a week in between.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'd like to do a full run. You know,
I bet you would, yeah. I see the look on your face.
I know, I love it. Once you get going, you don't want to stop.
No, that's fine. And that shows in the productions, I think, when you see them.
I hope so.
It does.
Really hope so.
And, you know, it is live theatre, folks, and sometimes people make slight mistakes.
But I love that.
And everybody loves that, particularly the panto.
I know.
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, no.
Josie, have you got a question to ask Sarah?
I've got more than one question.
Go on, far away.
Now, first of all, have you got any songs in this pantomime?
Oh, yes, we've got lots of songs. Lots and lots of songs. And we've got a wonderful musical director, Kim, and she does arrangements for us. So just to whet your appetite, we've got a song from The Greatest Showman.
Right.
And we've got one from Mary Poppins the musical. And Kim has done us a sea shanty. For all the sailors to sing. There's lots of songs.
Okay.
Lots of songs.
Kim, I have to say, is a very highly qualified musical person, isn't she?
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah, you're very lucky to have her.
Very lucky to have her. Yeah.
And she's got a good sense of humour too, which I think is essential if you're going to do music for a panto.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Go on then, Josie. Next question.
Next one. Have the rehearsals have been difficult with the COVID?
Very difficult, Josie, because I've got to be honest, I haven't had a full rehearsal yet, with people having to self-isolate if somebody within their home has got COVID. You know, we said, yes, even though you're double jabbed, we don't want you at rehearsal. I'm really sorry. You know, we've got to try and protect each other and each other's families and, you know, the wider family. So it's been hard.
But you've got contingency plans in place, I'm absolutely certain.
Sort of, yeah. It'd probably be me with a script playing six parts or something. And I've done that before.
I'd pay money to see that, to be honest. Come on, Josie, you got another one for us.
And number three, is there going to be a man dressed up the panto dame in this show?
Oh, absolutely. We've got the wonderful John Woodford.
Yes.
He's our panto dame. And it is, you know, it's the panto tradition, isn't it really?
And he really does fulfil that part very nicely.
And I will just say, his first outfit that he comes out in is amazing.
Okay, you got another one, Josie?
Yeah, number four. Are you looking forward to performing again in front of a live audience?
Oh, I can't wait. We are all so excited. Everyone. We just can't. We simply cannot wait. We just need a packed theatre. That would be the icing on the cake, I think.
Okay.
Good. And last one, say our way for didn't have an audience because of COVID, and it was filmed live on Facebook.
Right. Okay. So your one that you did was live streamed on Facebook. So.
Yeah.
But you're doing a real.
We're doing it. I think with panto, you need that audience participation.
Yeah, you do for panto. Yeah, I think so.
You know, it would be nothing without the audience. Yeah. So.
You mentioned costumes.
Yeah.
These are all made by volunteers in your troupe, aren't they?
They are. We're headed up by the wonderful Jerry Tuller. And Karen Casford has done a lot as well. And I'm not going to name any more names because there's a whole team of people. But we have got probably the biggest cast we've ever had, apart from when we did Priscilla. And we've got 53 people on stage.
Wow.
And in excess of 150 costumes.
Plus all the scenery as well.
Plus all the scenery and the backstage crew and our musicians. Yeah. You know, it's huge.
Really well seen. What's it? I don't know if he's still with you. There's one guy there who says, I'm a pyrotechnician on this thing. If you see me running, try to keep up. That always tickles me every time I see that.
He's still there. Yeah. We're still running.
So, dates and times again, please, Sarah. And
we'll okay, 19th, 20th and 26th of February.
Tickets from the Medina Theatre box office on
823884 or from www.medinatheatre.co.uk.
Snap them up.
Yeah, please.
Really,
do.
Really worth seeing. Support your local. Your local. I'm not going to. Amdram's the wrong word, but your local amateur troupes.
We are an amateur dramatic society. Yeah, but we give all our money away to local charities.
Yes, it does. We'll talk about that another time. But you do give it to massive amounts of money to local charities.
Huge amounts.
But quickly, who are your charities this year?
We've got quite a few. So do you want to
run through them?
Rattle them off. Isle of Wight Food Bank. Public Access Defibrillator. This will be our 11th one that we're funding. Saturday Club for the Deaf. Baby Box, Isle of Wight, the Vectis Corps of Drums, Marching Band, and Save Our Hedgehogs.
Save Our Hedgehogs?
I know,
why
how
not?
Sweet is that?
Wonderful. No hedgehogs are going to be harmed in this production.
Absolutely not. We're saving them.
We're back with a bit more panto the break.
Lovely.
So we've still got Sarah. Good afternoon again.
Good afternoon. I'm
and
still here.
Izzy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Izzy. And you're from the Strollers as well?
Yes.
Now, you're in this magnificent production coming up at the Medina Theatre, aren't you?
Yes.
Dick Whittier, and what do you play?
I'm playing Marina, the Sea Princess.
Okay, now.
Go on.
Sea Princess, are you in the Thames?
I am Neptune's daughter in his underwater kingdom.
Right. Okay, I'm frantically trying to fit this into the Dick Whittington story in my head, but of course it's panto, so it doesn't matter, does it?
I can fit it in for you if you want to know how it goes.
I don't know any spoilers.
No.
But I'm really just pulling your leg. So you've got a nice costume, have you, as a sea princess?
It is beautiful.
So do you look sort of mermaidy in it? Is that the sort of look you're going for?
Yeah.
Okay, and. What special skills do you bring? Are you a singer or a dancer or one of those annoying people that can do all of those really well?
Well, I've been dancing in the pantomimes for, I think this is my 10th year.
Right, okay.
And then this is my first role I've got. I've done some acting and singing on the side of dancing, but never a main part or anything.
Okay, so how nervous are you about this?
I'm quite nervous, but more excited.
Yeah, okay. And you can use that nervous excitement as energy for your performance, is that correct? Sounds like I almost know what I'm talking about.
You do.
So, are you, I'm not trying not to give any spoilers. What we want people to come and do is to see it firsthand and see how good these productions are. Are you on the stage a lot?
Well, I'm dancing in the panto as well, and then I've got my scene where I'm Marina.
So have you got a different costume when you're dancing?
Yes.
So this costume change is going on as well. It must be frantic back there.
Yeah, it's very entertaining backstage. Yeah,
yeah, I bet you're biting your lip sometimes, aren't you?
Yeah, could say that.
So, and who's provided your costumes for these then, Izzy?
It is Jerry. Oh, costume
designer. Yeah, our head of costumes. She's made Izzy's costume for her.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It is. It's amazing. It's so pretty. Everyone's very jealous of your costume.
Well, and why not?
Yeah.
You look glamorous as you are now, but with a costume, I bet you look even more glamorous.
Oh, she does. She looks beautiful.
Thank you.
How difficult is it for you to remember your lines? I mean, this would be the real problem for me, is remembering the lines.
Mm. Well, for me, line learning is quite easy because I've done like past productions and things, mm-hmm. and I did drama at school. So line learning wasn't really the difficult part for me.
Okay. Is there a technique you use to remember your lines? Is it just a lot of reading and saying them out loud, or do you inflict them on your family so that they have to tell you when you made a mistake?
Yeah, I usually go over them with my mum, and she reads all of the other characters that I'm supposed to be speaking to.
So supportive. That's excellent, excellent. So what's the most challenging part of this for you then?
Probably just the confidence to go and do something new, because I'm so used to just going and dancing.
Just going and dancing. Like that's every day you can do that. No, that's brilliant. So you're really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fantastic. You've been in Strollers productions before. You know how spectacular they are.
Yes, they are brilliant.
They are. And, you know, you were saying, how long does it last, Sarah, the production?
So we're about an hour each half.
Okay.
With a 20-minute interval, so yeah.
You'll be thinking that went fast when you come out of the other side of it. So.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. And so it's Marina the
Sea Princess.
Sea Princess. Okay. Yeah. And is someone playing Neptune?
Yes, Patrick Barry.
Oh, Patch. Oh, Patch. Yes, all right. That's another thing about going to your local society's thing. You know half the cast.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, hello, Patch. Obviously, don't wave at them in the middle of concentrating about their part. But, no, that's great fun. So we're all looking forward to it. I'm definitely looking forward to coming on the first Saturday afternoon. Is that the actual first performance?
Yes, it is. It is, really. We do a special performance on the Friday night,
right,
for an invited audience.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah,
so
that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you find out who didn't go to the technical rehearsal.
Yeah. They better be there for the tech.
So, dates one more time and contact numbers one more time.
Okay, please. 19th, 20th and 26th of February. And get your tickets from Medina Box Office on 823884. Or www.medinatheatre.co.uk. Tickets are £14 and £9, respectively, for adults and children.
Definitely the best value tickets in town for a panto.
Absolutely.
2.5 hours of entertainment for £14.
I know,
come
live
on.
Entertainment. What
and
more
and
could
you can buy
you
an
want?
Ice cream in the middle. Why not?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And you can join in. You might even get pulled up on stage.
You get shouted. You can shout back.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, yeah. No, you can. Yes, you can, actually. You can. You're right.
Thank you, Izzy.
It's all right.
And thank you, Sarah.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
I will look forward to seeing you on the stage in a week or two's time.
I'm playing Fairy Bow Bells, so I shall waggle my wand at you.
Mind boggles. I've seen you play a tree.
I know. Is there nothing this woman can't do?
It's a very authentic tree.
It was good, wasn't it? I loved my tree.
Little wiggly arms. I'm not going to go into that now.
No, another time.
another time, maybe.
Thanks, Kelly.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.